Waltham to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? Now's a good time. 654-7627. I still have so much I want to get to. I haven't even touched on the Major League Baseball playoffs, which I think have been pretty great through the first two games of each respective series. I really haven't touched on the football game from last night, which really was the best game of the whole football weekend. I mean, you know, I wrote this on Twitter the other day. Think about this. The city of Boston, they could compete for four championships in the same calendar year. I mean, the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Celtics, and the Boston Bruins. I mean, I think the Celtics may match up better with Golden State than anybody. So it's going to be a fascinating year for that area and that city. And I want to get at some point to the NFL power ratings. They may not be able to do that till tomorrow, but they're done. I also have a couple little stories I want to get to as well. Let me get, before we get going, let me get back to Neil and wrap up that conversation. Neil, you were still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We're talking about the Chiefs and the Patriots. You know, if you just think ahead into a potential second matchup with these two football teams, I mean, first of all, as of this moment, that matchup would occur in Kansas City, which would change things dramatically. Kansas City is a really tough place to go play and win. So there's that. Also, the Chiefs at some point presumably will get Eric Berry back. And if the Chiefs have a healthy Eric Berry, that takes Gronkowski away. I mean, at the end of that game last night, Brady took advantage of a matchup with Gronkowski singled up against Josh Shaw. Now, I don't know why Kansas City had Josh Shaw on Gronkowski with no help. Now, there was a safety in the middle of the field. Brady looked him off, but I mean, fundamentally, that's just press man on a guy you have no business trying to defend with an inexperienced corner who's not great anyway. And Brady saw it immediately, looked the safety off, and he had the whole top side of the field to work the Gronkowski-Shaw matchup. It's hard to believe that Kansas City didn't account for Gronkowski to a greater degree. But if you have Eric Berry, that changes that matchup dramatically. So there are some things that could play out in the Chiefs' favor, including the potential site of the game, including having Eric Berry back. On the other hand, I think every game New England plays with this new group of offensive skill personnel, I think they're going to get better and better and better, because I think that Gordon and Patterson are two guys that Brady has not had. And so I think you're going to see the Patriots continue to win. I mean, I said this after watching the Miami game. I said I'm not sure they lose another game all year, and I'm not. I think they go through the rest of the season unbeaten, barring an injury to Brady.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just a matter of getting that whole offensive unit to gel together.
Yeah.
And once they do, I mean, it's going to be fireworks and then some.
But that's not why you called. You called about Tampa, right?
Right. So I got the notification while I was at work today that Dirk Cutter finally did the smart man thing.
Step down? Did he step?
Well, that would have been a smarter thing.
Did he quit?
We'll go with smart enough.
You know, it's funny because it's funny, Neil. I heard this somewhere. I don't know where it was. I think it was an internet site, and I don't even know what site. It was just one of these videos that starts playing in the background, and they were talking about this issue, and you know, I think when you think about Tampa Bay and Cutter, the question was, well, you know, if you fire him, who are you going to get? This was the whole conversation. If you fire him, who are you going to get? I hate that argument. I hate the who are you going to get argument. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know, a guy off the street? I mean, right now, I'm not sure that Cutter has a clue, but he's just part of the issue. You know, there are obviously issues at quarterback. I just don't know that Jameis Winston is the long-term solution there. Not sure.
Well, the biggest issue to me is the fact that we've got the worst defense in the Super Bowl era again, breaking our own 2011 record.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. There wasn't much defense in that game the other day.
No, there really wasn't. And, you know, it's hard to think that we can do worse in just picking up some homeless guy out of downtown Tampa to be the defensive coordinator. I mean, how can you really go lower than where you're at right now? They're comparing this defense on a team that's 2-3 to the 08 Lions. I mean, you can't really go down. It's just, so to me, it's just a matter of anybody. Anything would be better than Mike Smith, because Mike Smith is just not going to work. It doesn't matter what you give him. You know, they keep upgrading the defensive side of the ball and nothing changes. It's the same thing. Just let everybody score as many points as they want. Fall down when someone drops back to pass. Who cares if the running back gains 300 yards? I mean, what difference does it make?
Yeah, well, there's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. Well, Neil, my condolences.
Well, that's I'm pretty used to it.
Well, hey, Neil, at least you have the Gators. You have something to be happy about.
Somehow, at the beginning of the year, if you had told me halfway through the football season, I'd have a lot to look forward to with Florida season and nothing to look forward to with Tampa Bay's,
yeah,
I would have said, that's silly.
Yeah, me too.
That's where we're at.
Yep, me too. I picked you fifth in your division. Thank you, Neil. Good job.
Thank you.
Continued success to your Gators. We have Zeke and Vol Nation as the next two callers up. It's good. Jay wrote and said on the text line, where'd it go, Jay? Where'd it go? Jay wrote, I can't find it. It was about, here it is. What changed your mind on Sony Michel? Why is he so effective so quick? Well, I mean, I didn't change my mind on Michel. I loved Michel coming out, and I loved that pick. But he didn't practice and leading up to the season. And so to me, I didn't know we'd ever see him healthy. That was my question about Michel. And I'm surprised, Jay, basically, New England wants weapons. And it seems clear now that Belichick wasn't so worried with him with whether he practiced or not. It was just whether he was healthy or not. But I do think there's some learning on the fly going. But he's a talent. And if he stays healthy and stays a part of the, I mean, that's the one thing you have to wonder about with New England. You have to wonder about whether Michelle will stay healthy. You have to wonder about whether Gronkowski will stay healthy. You have to wonder about, I guess to a degree, whether Edelman will stay healthy. And you have to wonder whether Gordon will stay eligible. So, I mean, there are a lot of things there. But if they can keep that group together on a week-by-week basis, they haven't scratched the surface yet. I mean, they're perfectly capable of putting a 50-60 spot up on people. You could see 60 points in the NFL. It's not impossible. Texter 918, you're going to have to explain what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. What is that reference? Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Oh, before I do, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Listen, no one does it like Turner's. Turner's is an amazing place if you're in the frame of mind to pop the question, then trust me, get to Turner's Jewelers. Mark has more diamonds than all the other jewelry stores in the upstate. It's not even close. They're in stock. You don't have to get an appointment to see diamonds later. He can show you something in your price range, something that will fit your budget, and something that will make your wife, would-be wife, girlfriend, fiance, incredibly happy. Trust me. You will find just that special diamond at Turner's Jewelers. They also have 3D CAD technology. They can make any piece of jewelry. If you can draw it on a napkin and dream it up, they can bring it to life. It's an amazing process that you're involved in. And once you give them the go-ahead, it's then 8 to 11 days to completion of your special piece of jewelry. You're one of a kind piece of jewelry. And then don't forget Pandora. Turner's has an incredible selection of Pandora. They have a store within the store, huge selection. And they have two corporately trained Pandora ladies who run the store. And then you know, Pandora is so well known for their modern age charm bracelet, the slides, but they now have over 150 rings, necklaces. It's a complete line. It's the hottest thing in jewelry. And Turner's is proud to offer the new collegiate line of Pandora's charms, bracelets, and necklaces. Enormous selection, lots of tiger paw stuff. Get your team colors. They also have the only selection of Le'Veon in the tri-state area, and they're now carrying the new Groove brand silicon tiger paw bands. Incredibly cool. It's all at Turner's Jewelers, the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Back to the phones, and it is Vol Nation, Troy, and Clemson Dad. Vol Nation.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing well, but not as well as you. I knew that you were gonna compete with Auburn. I gave it out as a spread pick plus the 16. I knew Auburn couldn't score, so I knew you had a chance to compete. I didn't necessarily see you winning, though. So congratulations. That's an enormous win. I don't care what Auburn is or isn't. That's an enormous win for Pruitt and the Tennessee program.
It is. It is. It was great to be able to see them go out there and maybe not play 60 minutes, but play close enough to it to go out there and compete. When I watched them play Florida, and it was like Murphy's Law. Anything that could happen would happen. That one thing happened, somebody pulled a string and everything fell apart. And that was at home. I was like, you know, I'm not sure if we got it. You know, I'm not sure. But even though I've seen a little bit of talent, I've seen all the coaching, I've seen these guys want to compete, but just not be putting it together. Then when we played Georgia, I saw about maybe 15 to 30 minutes of them competing. And I'm like, wow, we got actually a shot, because at 12 to 24, I mean, you have one more stop in there and you're in the game, you know. And I think those 2 weeks really helped, going back to the fundamentals, did some coaching. And for the first time, I felt okay about paying our offensive coordinator because he went out there and I think he had a great game plan against that Auburn defense. And, yeah, we didn't run for a lot of yards, but you have to run so that you aren't one-dimensional and you keep them honest. And our receivers went out there and they looked like some of the best receivers in the country. And Garantano did an amazing job, threw for over 300 yards. I mean, we had three or four receivers with two or three 20-yard catches. I mean, it was amazing to watch.
Well, look, you made a good decision because, quite honestly, it would have been lunacy to go to Stanford at quarterback. I mean, that guy can't play at all. He couldn't play at Stanford. He was terrible. And why why people wanted to make that move, I have no idea. At least this kid has some ability.
He does, and he got some toughness, and he's got a nice touch, and he's making some pre-snap reads that I didn't see him do earlier. It was almost like the light bulb came on for a lot of these guys, and I think it's going to build some confidence as we go into the rest of the season. You know, Alabama is Alabama. It is what it is, but their defense is a little bit more shaky than it has been in the past, and as long as we come out of there we compete at a high level and don't get injured, my question for you is, what do you think our record could be looking at the rest of the season? You know, because I always mentioned that I believe that we would be better the second half of the season than the first half, and that light bulb would come on and we'd go out there and compete with just about anybody in the Eastern Division. So I wanted to get that from you, man.
Well, you know, that schedule is still pretty tough. Let me just pull that up because I don't remember it all off the top of my head.
Well, after Alabama, we've got South Carolina. And then after South Carolina, I believe we've got like Missouri, we've got Kentucky, and we've got East Carolina, some Charlotte or somebody like that. And then we end it with Vanderbilt. Maybe not necessarily in that order, but those are the teams that are left.
Yeah, I have it now. You have Alabama, and then you're at South Carolina, then you get Charlotte, and then you have Kentucky at home. You have Missouri at home, and you're at Vanderbilt. Look, that's still a tough go. Obviously, Alabama's elite. At South Carolina's not an easy game. Charlotte is the gimme in the bunch, but Kentucky is not going to be easy. Although, obviously, I think you can compete with South Carolina and Kentucky now. And then Missouri won't be easy either. You know, Missouri is a good football team that just can't figure out how to win. You know, that's their issue. But that's a dangerous football team, and probably with your luck, by the time you play them, they'll probably have a healthy Emmanuel Hall, which, you know, that's a big issue. Everybody else has got the Missouri without Emmanuel Hall, and I'm convinced he's their best player. And then at Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt's proven they can compete. So look, I think what you want to do is you want to be in these games and give yourself a chance to win them. And I think you have an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, the biggest part is I wanted us to push toward being bowl eligible. Yeah. If we can get 6 wins, I think it's a success. I predicted 6-6, maybe 75 at the max, and we still got a shot at that. So I think that would be a successful year to get those extra 15 practices to be able to go to a bowl game and reward some of these seniors.
I think it would be a very successful year. I mean, because I didn't see that for you. I didn't see that for you before the year. I think, again, I think the Auburn win is enormous. And if you could steal another couple late to add to Charlotte, then you have an opportunity. And there's enough there that you would think you could do it. I mean, right now, Vanderbilt is pretty good, but the way you're playing, I might pick you there. You have to hope that you win against Missouri at home. And then beat Charlotte, and then whether you win the road games or not, and then of course you get Kentucky at home too. So there's a shot there. There's a shot there, Vol Nation.
Yep.
You're playing better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. We're gonna do our best to try to beat South Carolina for you guys.
Thank you, Vol Nation. I appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
Good job. Yeah. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Zeke, you're up for no, it's actually I'll figure that out in a minute. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and Travelers Rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealer fees or document fees in Travelers Rest. That's a fact. That's George Coleman Ford. It's who they are. It's what they do. It's what they've done for 90 years, treating people right. You know, go read the reviews. I have like endless reviews. You can pull them from Google, Yelp, anywhere. They're basically all 5 stars. And everyone's always saying the same thing. You know, they're talking about how they were treated, you know, and that's what you get at George Coleman Ford. You know, I still think the gentleman who came from 240 miles away was just visiting and his car broke down. He didn't know what to do. So he called George Coleman Ford and they took him in and in 20 minutes, they got him back on the road. He couldn't believe that anybody did that for him. George Coleman Ford's been doing that for you for 90 years. And long after we've left this earth, there will be future generations of George Coleman Ford family members doing the same thing. Because I would bet you anything I own that I wouldn't be here to collect the money, but they'll be here 90 years from now. It's who they are. It's what they do. And treating people right is at the essence of everything they do. Cars cost less, trucks cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or document fees. Go to a dealership where everybody knows your name. Walt Diptula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Relax, Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
You probably drove right by ACD Sports in Easley while traveling 123 to and from home games. The ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop has relocated to the Hamrick Shopping Center in a larger, beautiful store dedicated to Clemson fans, parents, alumni, and local high schools. ACD Sports offers a unique variety of Clemson items with the best selection of ladies' wear in the area. New items arrive weekly, so check the store regularly. Look for the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop signs on 123. Y'all in? Go Tigers!
It's another exciting year of Tiger football as they get set to take on NC State with hopes of another championship season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area, offering independent living, assisted living, memory support, and skilled nursing. Visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. It's going to be a great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
First class Halt, you know, trust me, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you aren't already hooked up with Halt, I don't have any idea what you're waiting for. Halt stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. It's an acronym. FCH Greenville opened its doors in 2011, the second location in Anderson, 2016 on Clemson Boulevard. You know, listen to what people are saying. Here's an example. Fantastic service. Greg and Mark did whatever it took to get to the bottom of the issue. Also checked the entire car over for other issues for me. I even received a call from the owner. Thoroughly impressed with the entire experience. Highly recommended. They use only OEM parts. A lot of their machinery is Hunter. They have a $70,000 Hunter laser alignment machine, top in the industry. How about this, Ramona? This is one of my favorite things ever. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work. That's insanity. They put a water pump in, and 2.5 years from now, you're in Phoenix, Arizona, driving around, and it goes. They're going to call out there. They're going to get you towed. They're going to get you to a garage. They're going to pay to get it fixed. Really? How about that? free shuttle back and forth from the shop during your service, free roadside assistance, and they only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years experience with Lexus. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You get specialists with first class haul. Top flight in the industry. They know your vehicles inside and out. The facilities are clean, professional. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. This is first class haul. Use your repeat rewards without specials to double your savings. That's First Class Halt. Check them out online at firstclasshalt.com. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Call them in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600, or in Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. And right now they have specials, including a timing bit special where you can save $100. Take advantage of it. It won't last. All right, back to the Northland Communication phone lines. It's Troy, Clemson Dad, and Georgia Tech Julius. I'm guessing that's not spelled correctly. We'll see.
He spelled it that way on purpose. I know it's wrong.
Troy, what's going on?
Hey, Walt. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Troy. Appreciate you getting in.
No problem. I just wanted to quickly give LSU a congratulations on their win. They were the better football team and whipped us, so hats off to them. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, I know we didn't see this coming, Troy. Are you disappointed that you didn't run the ball more? I mean, you averaged seven yards a carry with your two backs. You gave them 19 carries.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I think a lot of people were saying that. But, you know, it is what it is. They were the better football team. And, you know, we failed in really, except the defense is the only unit I would say was at least decent. You know, the special teams failed. The offense failed. I mean, the coaching failed. So, you know, it's just pretty much a meltdown all the way around. And, you know, in LSU, you got to give them a lot of credit, you know.
You do. Yep.
If you say too much about what we did wrong, it doesn't give them credit for how well they played. They played really well. So they just made some plays and played a great game and were the better team. So hats off to them.
Yep. Good job as usual, Troy.
All right. Take care. Have a good
night. He always calls. When his team loses and he says something, he always calls, always, every single time. You can count on that with that guy every single time. You know, he thought Georgia was going to win. I think he really thought it was going to be close, but he predicted Georgia in a bigger margin. But I think he really thought it was going to be close. And obviously he was disappointed, but he calls in and he creds the other team and does every time. What is it, Ramona? Is it, it's Clemson Dad and then Georgia Tech Julius? Is that it? Or the other way around? It's Georgia Tech Julius and then Clemson Dad. Georgia Tech Julius, how are you?
Fine, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Julius. Appreciate you getting in.
I was at Georgia Tech back in the Bobby Dodd days, back in the 60s. And over the locker room door, as you went into the locker room, there was a sign that there was a graphic of a football. And the sign said, "This is a football. You would have done better to have died as a young child than to fumble it." Signed, John Heisman. I think somebody's painted over that damn sign or something. I don't know what happened. Nobody's reading it.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because obviously Georgia Tech has put the ball on the ground far too often this year. And it's been a consistent problem. And, you know, at some point, you know, I think part of it is a little bit injury related with Marshall. But I think, you know, Paul Johnson needs to pull him when he's hurt. I mean, he got hurt in the first series of that game. It was obvious to me. He was limping around. He couldn't run the ball. And so, you know, you have to take him out there, and you have to trust your backup quarterback, Oliver, who, quite honestly, I know he may not know the whole offense. I get that. But when they've put him in, he's produced, and the offense has moved because he's a great runner, you know, and he gives you something at that position. But, yeah, you can't, you know, you basically fumbled. That game was a 7-7 game, and you got the ball back by your goal line, and you moved it out to midfield. You were in Duke territory. You were driving to take the lead, and that's when the first fumble of the third quarter occurred. And then subsequent to that, Duke scored like on the next play. It was like next play or play after, and you were like in shock. And then you fumbled two more times. Marshall and the kickoff, I believe.
It took me back to the Chan Gailey days.
Yeah.
When he had that bipolar quarterback that could fumble the ball at will. and he willed to do it a lot of times, apparently.
And he willed to do it a lot of times.
They played Clemson, and I was with a Clemson buddy in one of his boxes down on the far end, and had less than 3 minutes to go, and it was 21-10. Tech had the ball on the 35, on Clemson 35, and he centered it back to him in the shotgun. He dropped it, and then to make sure he couldn't get it, he kicked it with his foot and finally recovered it himself at our 48. And the Clemson guy said, "We're ready to go." Now, this is, so we got up, and by the time we got to the car, Georgia Tech had scored. By the time we got out of the parking lot, they scored again and beat Clemson. Hmm. The next time I saw him, he was against NC State. He had first and goal with 45 seconds to go at the end right there, first and goal at the 1.5 yard line. And my son, who went to NC State, said, What are they going to do? I said, "I don't know. What do you think?" He said, "They're going to throw it to Megatron 4 times. You got to catch it once." Well, anyhow, our beautiful quarterback threw it behind Megatron right into the NC State defender's hands on the first play, and then NC State won the game. So it was like that. So the joke was, what do Billy Graham and Chan Gailey have in common? They both have the ability to make 50,000 people in a stadium jump up and holler, "Jesus Christ," and then start praying.
Thank you, Julius. That was a very entertaining phone call, Julius.
That's all I got for today. Well, enjoy your
thank
show.
You, Julius.
Good, great, particularly great show today.
Thank you, Julius. Okay. Very kind of you. Thank you. Man, that guy's funny, Rona.
That was
well played. Julius needs to call more often. Hey, Ramona, what's this? Find this text from Brian D. about our friends at First Glass Hall. I just see the start of it. Let me squeeze Clemson Dad in here before the break. Clemson Dad, how are you?
I was getting ready to shoot you a text. I'm doing good. Yep, Tula, how are you?
Appreciate you getting in, Clemson Dad, as always.
But I'll just tell you what I was going to say. Set me up, man, coming behind Julius. He's funny as crap.
Yeah, Julius Julius needs to call more often, too.
Absolutely. But the New England, I was going to talk about a couple games I called about Friday. I thought the New England, I think it was 3.5 on my bookie on Friday for Kansas City.
It was.
And I took them. I thought it was going to be a close game, but I didn't know a half a point was going to win it. But what a great game to watch. I paid for it at work today. But was very good, very entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, it was another great showcase game by the NFL. They've had a number of these, a Monday and Thursday night, and now they have one on Sunday night. The product is working. Obviously, I don't know what the ratings for that game were, but they had to be immense. I mean, it was highly entertaining.
And yet,
I still had the feeling that neither team played as well as they're capable of. I thought they left a lot of points out there to be had, which basically just makes you want more. It makes you want to see a replay of the game at some point later in the year, and we may well get that.
Well, I know how high you are on Gordon if he's straight, but if he gets going with Brady, there's no telling what they can do, in my opinion.
Yeah, the chemistry is not there yet. It's going to get better every game. You can hear it in Brady's in his comments. He's virtually giddy.
Right.
I mean, he's absolutely ecstatic about the weapons he has finally, and you can tell he knows they're going to get better and better every game. I'm telling you, I'm not sure who left on the schedule is going to beat them. I haven't. And we're going to pull up the Patriots schedule for me. No. But your Steelers are playing better, and they did what they always do and beat Cincinnati. Patriots always beat you, and you always beat Cincinnati.
Right. Isn't that funny? We own them. Yep. I don't understand why.
Absolutely own them.
It usually comes in the fourth quarter. But anyway, also, I agreed with you on the Virginia pick over Miami, too. I don't know if you remember that, but a lot of it had to do spike toward my cousin, who's a big Hurricane homer. But I still felt like Virginia could play them.
It was a bad matchup for Miami because Miami can't block anybody, and Mendenhall's defense has only allowed 20 points a game, and at home, you knew they were going to be tough. They're experienced, and they're going to come at you from multiple angles. Miami could not block them. They couldn't get the running game going. That put the game on their young quarterback, and I knew Perry was going to make mistakes. I said that last week. I said he's going to throw multiple interceptions, and he did. I mean, honestly, had they left Perry in the game, he would have thrown 10 interceptions. That's the way he was going.
That would be a new record, Walt.
Yeah.
Last thing, and you can tell me off the air. I've got another question. I'll wait for later in the week. But what do you think about the baseball game tonight? Think the Brewers got a chance?
Sure. I mean, I think the Brewers are still the hottest team in baseball. Their 12-game winning streak ended. But I think there's a toughness to Milwaukee, and I think they'll carry that toughness with them to L.A. on the road. I mean, we're set up now for two great series. I mean, had the home teams won those game, the second game of those respective series, they would have been over quick. I mean, had Houston beaten David Price and come away 2-0 and going back to Houston, it never would have gotten back to Boston. So now I think
I want to see Milwaukee and Boston myself.
Well, look, now I think we're guaranteed long series at the least. I still think the Astros are the team to beat, but we'll see.
All right, we'll see what happens. And tell me about this off the air since you let me talk a little longer. Vontaze Burfict, is he dirty and should he be kicked out of football?
I know it's just because
my Steelers, but still.
Oh, yeah.
He does the other teams as well.
Yeah, thank you, Clemson Dad. Yeah, Vontaze Burfict has a long, long storied history. We'll take a quick break. On the other side, it's Ed and Buddy to wrap things up. You know, Rona, I have like I have another show here that I didn't even get to today. It's just
busy show.
Yeah, quick break. It's going very quickly as always. Fastest 4 hours in radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson fans! Join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar-Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar-Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
Join Walt Vault at Crescent Builders of Easley this Thursday from 3 until 7. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and road rage this Thursday from 3 until 7 at Crescent Builders of Easley. 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway across from Hotspot. Be there.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction, and if you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want, and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
No one's better than Walt Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Misdiagnosed as a child genius, and he never got over it.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen, philanthropist, owner of two professional sports franchises, including the Seattle Seahawks, dead at the age of 65 from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Very sorry to hear that. Paul Allen was really respected. He was very well respected, obviously, for the tremendous success he was in business. But he was just a generally good guy from all accounts and all reports. He was engaged. He was involved in his community. He did a ton of things from a philanthropic standpoint. And he was also a first-class owner. His players loved him. Very saddened to learn of the death of Paul Allen, way too soon, 65 years old. Cancer is non-discriminatory. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Ed, and then Buddy in Georgia. Ed, how are you?
Walter, I'd like to go on the record, and I hope you had a good weekend, and Ramona.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know how Ramona's fixed. So you were 6-4 and still tied. I'd like to go on record saying George Tech Julius is the funniest damn call I've ever heard in my life. I was out there taking care of my goats, and, you know, they got ignored, and they're like, what the hell's going on here? And it was because I was listening to it while I was out there. Crank car stereo. There you go. But, listen, when other guys called Ed are calling in, my fan base is kind of complain today because they should
Yeah, Steve Whitaker, who was fooled by the other ad earlier and wanted the clock start. Just to make sure, though, he's straight now because he's already written me and said, start the clock.
Well, no, and that's okay. But yeah, they should identify themselves, Ed from New York or Ed from Chapel Hill or Ed from Honeypath. Now, if somebody comes out with another Ed from Honeypath, I don't know what to say. Then we got a different ball game altogether.
Yeah.
But, listen, I was watching pro football, and I really hadn't had a chance to watch a lot of it this year. Did it look to you like Andrew Luck was throwing the ball better down the field this weekend, or was that my imagination?
Honestly, Ed, out of all the games I watched this weekend, that game was not one of them. I have not yet seen any of that game because the Colts give me no reason to watch them. So I've watched virtually every other game over the entire weekend at baseball, football, college, pro, but I have not watched the Indy Colts.
Well, I was getting that off the NFL Network, and they were playing the Jets, and let me tell you, it was nothing like Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
The result was. Well, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But he was able to throw the ball 35, 40 yards down the field. Now, was he always accurate? No, but it looked like it had a tight spot, and I was a little surprised. Maybe he's getting healthy. I'm not sure. And I've already heard the opening line, and I'll take this off air. By the way, go National League, whoever. I don't care.
Ed just roots for the National League.
You got a designated hitter. Yeah. You don't even deserve to be in the conversation. Yeah. But we're like a 17-point favorite against State. That seems a little loud to me.
Yeah.
But I can see us covering that as well if we do what Georgia didn't do, which is run the football, Walter. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think on the surface it sounds a little loud given the way the games have been played the last 2 years. I think that NC State is a pretty solid football team with an experienced leader at quarterback who gets the ball out of his hands quickly. I also think that offensive line's pretty good. So, I think they'll compete. Whether that means they stay within that number or not, I haven't really thought about that as yet. I'm coming to Buddy in 1 second. In fact, let me get to Buddy right now. Buddy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Buddy. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You were just talking there then about NC State. Tell me if I'm wrong, but my memory serves me. I don't think there's a football team that's came, and I've watched NC State play all year long. Yeah, they've got a pretty good football team. But for us to be called out by the running back and by the quarterback heading into this weekend, I don't know, is that just purity arrogance? Or I don't see them backing up what they're saying. And to me, I think that kind of comes across. That's more of a Coach Doran influence on his football players more than anything else. Because you don't, first of all, with Clemson's fan base, you don't call us out. I mean, you just don't do that. It's one of the loudest, if not the loudest stadium I've ever been in my life. And then for the quarterback saying, yeah, well, if we go down there and we execute, we will beat Clemson. I mean, I don't know of another team, and maybe I'm wrong, that's why I'm asking you, of us being called out this bad. And secondly, do you think, and lastly, I'm sorry, do you think that North Carolina State, and I mean, just from me watching them this year, I don't think they're as good this year as they were last year, in my opinion. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, buddy.
Yeah, you know, hey, look, I think that given the personnel losses from that defensive front, I don't think they can be as good as they were last year. But they're still pretty good, and they're pretty competitive. I don't have a problem with what Finley said, the quarterback. Finley, listen, if you don't think you can win, you shouldn't be playing. And he's your leader. So, listen, he wants to convey to his team that he's confident and he believes and that they can win. And when he says, you know, it's about how we execute and play, Clemson says the same thing. You know, so, I mean, I think we make too much of that kind of thing. Now, is it advisable for him to be doing that before he plays Clemson? I don't know. I guess it depends on your perspective. I mean, Clemson will certainly use it to their advantage, but from his standpoint, you know, I mean, he's the leader of his football team. If he doesn't think they can win, then they have no chance. Now, as far as the crowd, and, you know, and talking about the environment, I mean, the Clemson environment is second to none. It's as good as it gets in all of college football. But, you know, you have to be careful because it's that tug on Superman's cape thing. And
that's exactly what I was thinking.
They may have done a little bit of that. So they certainly
enjoy your show, buddy. Walt.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Appreciate the call. They certainly have Clemson's attention. Ramona, you know what? Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Then I want to go over the Patriots schedule last. Listen, 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a salon. Look, you want to change your look, improve your look, get a day of total relaxation, be reborn, rejuvenated, refreshed. All those things can be found at Urban Nirvana. In fact, are found. You've heard the unsolicited testimony of people who have called. They have 12 different types of massage, even a prenatal massage that can be performed in any trimester. That's Urban Nirvana. It's a special place. It is just what the name implies. Again, they have a salon as well that employs the finest stylists in the Southeast. So if you want to change your update your look, that can be found at Urban Nirvana. It can all be had at Urban Nirvana. Listen, if no one's giving you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. But think about the people, fellas, in your lives who do things for you. Your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, and how easy it would be to give her a gift that she'll remember forever. It's UrbanNirvana.com, UrbanNirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. You don't have to fight crowds, traffic, or any of that. All right, Ramona, give me the Patriots schedule, because I said after the Miami game, I'm not sure they lose again the rest of the year.
Okay, their next game is Chicago, at Chicago.
Okay.
And then they're at Buffalo.
And look, Chicago's an improved team, and that's going to be a tough environment. And the Patriots had some trouble pass protecting last night against the Chiefs.
Then they're at Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Then they have Green Bay home.
Okay.
And then they're at Tennessee.
Okay.
Then they're at New York.
By the way, Marcus Mariota, how about this for a game, Ramona? He completed 10 passes in the football game against Baltimore and was sacked 11 times. This is brutal. All right. Did you say they're at Baltimore?
New York.
Okay.
And then they have Minnesota.
Where's the Minnesota game?
Home.
Okay. And
then they have Miami. They go to Miami.
Yeah.
Then they go to Pittsburgh. Then they have Buffalo.
The Patriots are at Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they have Buffalo at home. The Pittsburgh game?
Yeah.
December 16th.
Okay.
Then they have Buffalo at home.
Uh-huh.
And New York at home.
You know, we're going to look at Kansas City's schedule tomorrow. I'm going to give you NFL power ratings tomorrow. Look, there are only like four or five teams in the AFC that matter. And the funny thing is, at the start of the year, there was a lot of chatter about the NFC and how much better the NFC was than the AFC. Not anymore. I mean, there are like two or three teams in the NFC that can play at all. The AFC looks like the far better league. You know, you have the Rams. I still think the Vikings are really good. I think we saw some proof of that. I think the Vikings are still maybe the second best team in the NFC. Obviously, the Saints are part of the picture. They've only lost the one game. But we'll talk about this tomorrow when we examine NFL power ratings. But ours. But when you look at the remainder of the Patriots schedule, it's certainly a difficult schedule, but I don't see them losing. You know, they had the two losses. If Brady doesn't get hurt, I think they finish 14-2. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Yeah. Up next.
next. It's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit.